USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. A final farewell. Friends and family members remember George H.W. Bush at a church service in Texas. Then, F-18s fly in the missing man formation in honor of Bush 41. He was buried in a private ceremony in College Station, Texas. The Reverend Russell Levinson says the former president an incredible public servant.
Born into the cradle of a loving family that held fast to the values of friendship and family and faith, of integrity, honesty, and loyalty, of character, courage, and service.
Levinson speaking to mourners at St. Martin's Episcopal Church.
George Bush was never afraid to shed tears, and so today I bid you to follow his example.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
An update now on the sex scandal involving USA Gymnastics. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
USA Gymnastics files for bankruptcy protection as it attempts to recover from a sex abuse scandal. The organization has been dealing with the fallout since former USA Gymnastics coach Larry Nassar was convicted of sexual misconduct and sentenced to 175 years in prison in January. So far, there have been more than 100 lawsuits filed against the governing body by the more than 350 Nassar survivors. New York Times best-selling author and sports journalist Mike Lupica attempts to put into perspective this entire USA Gymnastics sex abuse scandal.
Don't you think it's just one of the most shameful stories to ever come out of the world of sports? And the fact that this was going on to this extent with these monsters hiding in plain sight, it even makes it more shameful. I don't know how this story was contained in that world for as long as it was.
I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A troubling update now on a very popular food. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, report more people in the hospital after eating romaine lettuce. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the update.
That number now stands at 52 cases across 15 states that include two people who are now suffering from kidney failure. No common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand of romaine lettuce has been identified, but the CDC has issued a warning not to eat or serve romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern or central California. Those who come down with E. coli infection suffer from stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea, and with vomiting. I'm John Clemens.
And a crazy situation involving complimentary cheesecake, the treat creating customer chaos. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
It happened at a Cheesecake Factory restaurant in Arlington, Virginia. Things getting out of hand on Wednesday when the restaurant started offering free slices of cheesecake. Police officers were called in to try to make sure a large crowd stayed under control, but one customer started some trouble and was asked to leave, then refused and ended up getting into a struggle with officers. That's when everything broke down. Police say the one person was charged with disorderly conduct. They won't confirm reports that several other arrests were made. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.